Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. From the tower's rubble to the empress's garden, an emotional alchemy. Welcome to a 10-day journey through one of tarot's most misunderstood cards, the Five of Cups. This is not just a card of loss, it's a card of choice. When we stand before the three spilled cups, we must decide, will we mourn what's gone, or will we transmute the loss into something new? Astrologically, this journey unfolds during the first decan of Scorpio season, ruled by the Death card. The energy begins under harsh, disruptive domain of Mars, the Tower, and transitions into the nurturing bounds of Venus, the Empress. We start with the shock that shatters our foundations. We end with the potential for love, creativity, and new growth. Two planets guide us through this underworld passage, Mercury, the Magician, and Mars, the Tower. Both operating under the disciplined karmic bounds of Saturn, the world. This tells us that our thoughts, communication, and actions during this time carry serious long-term consequences. The chaos is being contained and channeled toward completion. Before we dive into the daily journey, it's important to understand how astrological aspects translate into tarot energies. A trine, which is 120 degrees, is Jupiter energy, which is the Wheel of Fortune. Trines are flowing, fortunate aspects that bring ease, expansion, and opportunity. When planets trine each other, they operate like the Wheel of Fortune. Destiny opens doors, luck flows, new cycles begin with grace. These are your saving grace moments during crisis. Then we have a square, which is 90 degrees, and that is Mars energy, and Mars is the Tower. Squares are tense, challenging aspects that create friction and force action. When planets square each other, they operate like the Tower. Crisis, conflict, breakdown, and necessary destruction. These aspects tear down what no longer serves so something truer can emerge. A sextile, which is 60 degrees, is Venus energy, which is the Empress. Sextiles are harmonious aspects that require some effort but bring creative solutions and cooperation. When planets sextile each other, they operate like the Empress, nurturing opportunities, creative collaborations, beauty emerging from effort. Throughout this journey, watch how these aspect energies layer over the planetary meanings to create the full emotional landscape. There's blood in the water. Look closely at the Five of Cups imagery. Three cups are spilled, two remain standing. Two spilled cups contain blood, representing life and body. One spilled cup contains water, representing spirit. Two cups remain filled. What survives the breaking? This is the threshold marking. The blood and water spill mark your passage from one state of being to another. Will you allow the loss to empty your spirit? Your spirit is the energy source for your body. A lifeless spirit creates a lifeless body, manifesting as lifeless activities in your outer world. But can things be turned around? Yes. But it requires hope, courage to face the loss, replacement of what was lost, and time. This is not an overnight transformation. It's a 10-day alchemical process. The number five, the energy of change. Five speaks to uncertainty, shifts, adversity, and changes. It represents new cycles, progress, adjustment, fine-tuning, instability, challenge, versatility, freedom, and courage. Throughout these 10 days, the five energy will push you from reaction to understanding. From mourning to meaning. The journey through the underworld. Day one, the breaking point. Initiation into loss. The magician meets the wheel. Awareness meets destiny. You're plunged into the underworld. A tower moment shatters your peace. Shock, rupture, emotional collapse. This is the opening flash. The moment of realization hits like lightning. You suddenly see what's really gone. The trine between Mercury and Jupiter carries pure Wheel of Fortune energy. This fortune and flowing aspect means that even as you're hit with devastating news or deep disappointment, your mind has access to expanded perspectives and destiny's intervention. The magician channels the wheel's luck. You can find opportunity within chaos. See the bigger picture or communicate your way through initial shock. What feels like collapse is actually the mind realigning with fate. This is grace in the midst of crisis. The blood and water spill mark the threshold. You must choose whether to mourn or to transmute. This is change as awakening. What breaks me open builds me anew. Day 2, the shadow of judgment. The crisis begins. The sun challenges judgment. Light meets shadow. Truth breaks through denial. The pain intensifies. This is a power struggle, both internal and external. You are being forced to confront a deep, painful truth. The sun wants clarity. Pluto demands transformation. The emotions of the Five of Cups surface with full force: regret, guilt, and the urge for redemption. You may feel judged or called to reckon with your own choices. The square between the sun and Pluto carries pure tower energy. This intense, challenging aspect creates friction, crisis, and necessary breakdown. Just as the tower card tears down false structures, this square exposes illusions and forces confrontation with buried truths. The sun, vitality, and identity is being challenged by Pluto, death, rebirth, the underworld. This is the exorcism of illusion, the power struggle that demands transformation. Judgment calls you to account, and the tower-like square creates the crisis that won't let you look away. The Five of Cups pain is brought to the surface for review. It will be felt through day 5. The moon moves into Temperance, Sagittarius, and offers a container. Can you hold the sorrow without drowning? Can you begin to mix the blood and water into something new? Courage to face truth. I face what is, and I rise from what was. Day 3, the bridge between the worlds, structure and chaos. The magician meets the world, mastery through structure, ambition meets limitation. If day 1 was the revelation, day 3 is reconstruction. Mind and discipline unite. The chaos begins to make sense. The magician finds the world and begins grounding his vision. You stop shuffling the cards and start arranging the spread. The trine between Mercury and Saturn carries Wheel of Fortune energy. Fortunate, flowing alignment between the mind and structure. This aspect brings ease to the process of rebuilding. The magician's thoughts flow naturally into the world's framework of completion and mastery. Destiny is helping you see the architecture of your healing. It's a good day for making practical long-term plans to deal with the fallout, because the wheel is turning in your favor, making discipline feel less restriction and more like the path forward. You may feel the weight of what's been lost, but the wheel shows you the blueprint for what could be rebuilt. The spilled cups are not the end. Saturn asks, what scaffolding will you build from the ruins? This is where intention turns to integration, adjustment after upheaval. I rebuild with wisdom, not fear. Day 4. The turning of the wheel, fortune and the devil. Destruction meets destiny, action meets opportunity. Momentum builds. The destructive force of the tower is channeled through the lucky, expansive energy of Jupiter, allowing you to boldly turn a page and start a new cycle. You can use the same fire that caused the destruction to forge the progress. The trine between Mars and Jupiter is tower energy flowing through Wheel of Fortune channels. This is the most dynamic aspect in astrology. Bold action meaning fortune and expansion. The destructive Mars tower force that broke things down day 1 is now being guided by destiny's hand, Wheel of Fortune. This flowing aspect means you can take powerful action and have luck on your side. You can boldly turn the page and start a new cycle because the wheel is spinning in your favor. The crisis has momentum now, and the momentum wants to carry you forward, not backward. But the moon's entry into Capricorn, the devil, warns against rebuilding the old structure instead of evolving. The devil stirs the primal grief. You may feel the urge to stay bound to what fell, to over-control, or to numb out. Change wants freedom, but fear craves control. The choice is whether you repeat or reinvent. The devil asks, what binds you to this sorrow? Jupiter offers a door if you dare to walk through it. Movement with awareness. I act with awareness, not reaction. Day 5, the weight of consequences. Tower stabilized. The tower looks into the devil's mirror. This is the emotional gravity day. The tower's upheaval begins to settle, and you may feel the first tremors of clarity. The devil's influence brings attachment to the past, the urge to stay bound to what fell, the temptation to cling to familiar pain. Capricorn moon urges discipline, but grief resists containment. The Mars-Jupiter trine, tower flowing through the Wheel of Fortune, continues to offer fortunate momentum for action. The door remains open for empowerment if you act consciously. The wheel keeps turning, offering you opportunities to move forward, even as the devil tempts you to remain chained to the past. This is the halfway mark. You may feel the heaviness of responsibility. Can you name the loss without being consumed by it? The trine's Wheel of Fortune energy keeps offering chances to evolve rather than repeat. This is the Five of Cups staring at the spilled wine, unable to see the cups still upright, confronting your own chain. I release what binds me to what's gone. Day 6, the crossing, the sacred pause. The magician surrenders to the hangman. The tower finds discipline through the world. The high priestess joins judgment. This is arguably the most complex and pivotal day. A day of profound surrender and deep release, when all outer movement stops so inner revelation can occur. The hangman suspended between worlds, waiting for enlightenment. You may feel suspended, caught between what was and what will be. This is a triple gateway. Mercury trine Neptune, magician trine the hangman. This trine is at the critical 29th degree and carrying the Wheel of Fortune flow between the conscious mind, magician, and the spiritual surrender, hangman. The magician's logic flows fortunately into the hangman's altered perspective. You may have a profound insight or a moment of surrender where you finally release the need to control. The wheel spins you into a new understanding. Not every problem is solved by action. Sometimes magic requires stillness. This is the moment you truly see the two full cups you've been neglecting, because destiny, the wheel, opens your eyes through surrender. Mars trine Saturn, tower trine the world. The tower's destructive force flows fortunately into the world's completion and mastery. This trine carries Wheel of Fortune momentum. The breakdown is now being channeled into purposeful, long-term building. It's about making a disciplined, committed move to solidify new reality. The wheel helps you see that the destruction had a destination all along. Moon conjunct Pluto, High Priestess conjunct Judgment. This is in an emotional climax and a catharsis. The secrets the High Priestess guards come roaring to the surface in a final purging judgment. You cannot hide from your feelings any longer. The Five of Cups transforms here from mourning to meaning. You begin to see the spiritual necessity of what ended. You may feel suspended. This is the moment to ask, what must be released to reclaim spirit? Transformation through surrender. I let go and let truth transform me. Day 7, the path of temperance. A shift in mindset. The magician graduates into temperance. Wisdom through balance, mixing tools with healing waters. After the intensity of day 6, significant shifts occur. After deep water, fire returns. Your mindset moves from obsessive focus on loss, Scorpio, toward finding meaning, perspective, and balance. Temperance, Sagittarius. Words and thoughts find peace again. This is the birth of perspective. the ability to narrate your transformation. You can talk about what happened without collapsing into it. The emotional extremes of the first 6 days blend into understanding. Your thinking shifts from what I lost to what I learned. Your pain becomes purpose. The healing truly begins. Harmony restored after change. My pain becomes my purpose. Day 8, the air clears. Moonlight reflection. The High Priestess steps into the energy of the moon, Aquarius. Emotion turns to insight. The emotional fog begins to lift, but confusion may linger. Aquarius brings distance and objectivity, letting intuition clarify what confusion once clouded. After the catharsis, you might feel lost in a sea of what-ifs and uncertainty. This can be a confusing and illusionary period. Fears from the subconscious may bubble up. This is the final processing stage, a dreamlike state where you integrate the trauma. The moon card's light becomes awareness rather than illusion. You see your feelings as information instead of identity. The emotional story becomes wisdom. In astrology, the moon sign shows how we process emotion, but in tarot, the moon card shows how we navigate illusions. Here, both align toward understanding. You must trust intuition, even when clarity is absent. Freedom through clarity. I see clearly what once confused me. Day 9, the water's renewal, the star emergence. The High Priestess dissolves into the star, Pisces, healing from the storm. The emotional tides soften. This is the first real clear beacon of hope. Pisces brings compassion, forgiveness, and spiritual softness. The star appears after the tower's fall. Hope returns. You can feel again, but gently. After wading through post-trauma confusion, you emerge with the sense of hope and spiritual renewal. Emotionally, you begin to feel peace and optimism about the future. This is the emotional rebirth. The two upright cups and the five finally reveal themselves. Spirit and love remain. The star says healing is not only possible, it's already begun. Regeneration through faith. I trust the flow of life again. Day 10, the Empress ascends. Rebirth. From the tower's ashes, the Empress blooms. The 10-day journey concludes with hope and new life. The initial tower shock and the deep five of cups sorrow have been processed, purged, and alchemized. The energy has fully transitioned from destructive Mars tower to nurturing Venus Empress. And your emotional state reflects that. You're now looking forward with hope, ready to pour your energy into what remains and what can be created anew. Grief has turned to gratitude, endings into new beginning. Love returns as creation, compassion, and the courage to nurture life again. The entire astrological story is designed to show you that while the fall of the tower is painful, it makes space for the healing of the star and the new growth of the Empress. The journey ends not with focus on the three spilled cups, but with the healing gaze upon the two that remain full and the bright star guiding you forward. The final day is not closure, it's rebirth. The spilled cups remain, but the upright ones now overflow. Change fulfilled, stability reborn. From what ended, I begin. Watch how the moon, the High Priestess, carries your emotional awareness through this different archetypal territory. Day 1, Death, Scorpio, deep emotional excavation. Days 2 and 3, Sagittarius, Temperance, seeking meaning and balance. Days 4 and 5, Capricorn, the Devil, confronting attachments and material concerns. Days 6 through 8, Aquarius, the Star, finding hope and the higher perspective. Days 9 and 10, Pisces, the Star, spiritual release and surrender. The traditional meaning of the Five of Cups, upright, loss and pleasure requiring contemplation, disappointment and sorrow and things much desired, invitation to see what remains and rebuild, emotional tensions needing conscious release, pain, loss, and disappointment surfacing for healing. These meanings intensify when they're poorly placed, reversed, or challenged. It can be treachery and deceit, unexpected troubles and anxiety, disappointment in love, broken engagement or friendship, deeper inability to see remaining blessings. The first 10 days of Scorpio season embody a powerful paradox. Mars, the Tower energy, tears things down to reveal what's essential, while the shift to Venus, the Empress bound, reminds us that what survives the breaking is what truly has value. The loss clarifies what matters. The mourning eventually births new life. What was destroyed becomes fertile. What was feared becomes the art. During this 10-day initiation, you're being called to acknowledge the spilled cups, honor your losses without drowning in them. Recognize what remains. Consciously identify the two filled cups. Speak to emotional tensions. Bring unconscious pain to the surface. Allow the process. Healing doesn't happen overnight. Cultivate hope. This is your lifeline through the transformation. Stay present with the discomfort. The Tower, Mars energy, will push for breakthrough. Trust the alchemy. You're being transformed, not destroyed. This is a journey through the landscape of loss and rebirth. The Five of Cups is a card of perceived loss. The need for pain, loss, and disappointments to come to the surface for release is not optional during this time. The question isn't whether you'll face loss, but whether you allow it to empty your spirit entirely, or whether you'll find the courage to see what remains and begin again. The Viable Cups, what remains, speak to the need to address emotional tensions, whether conscious or unconscious. Are three spilled cups worth more than two filled cups? The answer reveals itself through the journey. The intention of this broadcast was to blend traditional tarot meanings with astrological signatures for the first 10 days of Scorpio season, offering an archetypal understanding and practical timing for navigating this intense emotional initiation. I want to thank you for joining me. Leave a comment below if this resonates with you. Like, share with a friend, family member, coworker. If you want to show your appreciation, send your boy a tip. This is Paul Heath with I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself. Balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome. Even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.